Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is assisting law enforcement in Senegal with a donation of critical, non-lethal law enforcement equipment and materiel to the country's national police. At a ceremony on December 20th at Senegal's National Police Academy, U.S. Ambassador to Senegal, Tulinabo Mashingi, said the U.S. counts on Senegal as a crucial partner in the region and the police as a vital bulwark to the multitude of threats and challenges facing both nations. Terrorism remains a scourge that we must continue to fight, and this donation of equipment, such as computers, projectors, night vision goggles, crime scene kits, and protective equipment, will provide additional support to bolster the National Police's mission, said Ambassador Mashingi. He noted that recently the embassy's regional security office and the Department of State's Bureau of Counterterrorism and Countering Violent Extremism wrapped up a training series implemented by the Bureau of Diplomatic Security's Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program designed to better protect against and mitigate the impact of a terrorist attack on soft targets for the Senegalese law enforcement community and first responders, including interagency coordination of counterterrorism operations mechanism established by presidential decree last year, CICO. Altogether, approximately 110 personnel have benefited from these recent training events for a significant engagement between the U.S. and Senegal. The latest U.S. donation, worth nearly $500 million CFA, is a significant contribution to the ongoing partnership. Paraphrasing Senegal's President Macky Sall from the Forum for Peace and Security, Ambassador Mashingi said the need for integrated solutions across the region was emphasized. Training and equipment are at the heart of this integrated solution, and we are happy to provide this protective and didactic gear to the government of Senegal to seek these integrated solutions. To this end, we are glad to bolster the police officers and especially all the first responders who we depend upon to act in the event of troubles or a deliberate attack, said Ambassador Mashingi. To our friends in the National Police and other Senegalese security services, thank you for your assistance. We hope this equipment will help you with your mission.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.